So the Air Force has continued to remain silent after what could be described as like a mini Wormwood, you know, from the prophecy in the Book of Revelation. But this huge meteor hits near a U.S. military base, and it exploded with 2.1 kilotons of force last month. But the U.S. Air Force has made no mention of the event. And that's strange. Now, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory confirmed an object of unspecified size traveling at 24.4 kilometers per second struck Earth in Greenland, just 43 kilometers north of an early missile warning Thule air base on the 25th of July, 2018. And for anybody who knows about Aleister Crowley and Thelema and Jack Parsons and all that, the word Thule will probably ring some bells. If not, that's okay. I actually have a book coming out with Stephen Bancars on the New Age movement that gets into all that stuff and it shows connections with occultism and how all that stuff is creeping into our churches. But getting back to the story, the director of the Nuclear Information Project for the Federation of American Scientists, Hans Christensen, tweeted about the impact, but America's Air Force has not reported the event at all. So Hans Christensen said, tweeted out, meteor explodes with 2.1 kilotons force, 43 kilometers above missile early warning radar at Thule Air Base. We're still here. So they correctly concluded it was not a Russian first strike. There are nearly 2,000 nukes on alert, ready to launch. A fireball was detected over Greenland on July 25th, 2018 by U.S. government sensors at an altitude of 43.3 kilometers. The energy from the explosion is estimated to be 2.1 kilotons. Now, Mr. Christensen argues that it's concerning there were no public warning from the U.S. Government about the incident, no warning at all. He writes on Business Insider, quote, had it entered at a more perpendicular angle, it would have struck the Earth with significantly greater force, end quote. Now, Mr. Christensen points out to the example of the Chelyabinsk meteor, a 20 meter space rock that exploded in the air above Russia without warning on the 15th of February, 2013. It was the size of a house, brighter than the sun, and visible up to 100 kilometers away. About 1,500 people were injured by glass from window smashing or other effects of the meteor's impact as it crashed to Earth. And it's the biggest known human toll from a space rock. So NASA Planetary Defense Officer Lindley Johnson said about that event, quote, the Chelyabinsk event drew widespread attention to what more needs to be done to detect even larger asteroids before they strike our planet. This was a cosmic wake-up call, end quote. Now, following the 2013 incident, the International Asteroid Warning Network was established to assist governments to detect and respond to near-Earth objects, but an asteroid entering the Earth's atmosphere is not actually uncommon. According to a study referenced by Mr. Christensen, a meteor struck Earth every 13 days over a 20-year period. Most break apart upon entering the atmosphere and are relatively harmless. But it is interesting that the Air Force hasn't made any comment on this whatsoever. And of course, that's going to cause certain people to think that they're covering something up, or more realistically, they're just not very diligent or they don't care. But, you know, as always, I'm curious to know what you think about this. I'd love it if you'd leave a comment in the comment section below. Why do you think that the military or the Air Force hasn't commented on this? Do you think it was something different than a meteor, or do you think there was something special about this impact that maybe shows? I tend to think that maybe they're embarrassed, that they didn't detect it beforehand, that they it could have hit this base. It could have made a lot more impact. It could have been a lot more destructive, and there wasn't anything that they could have done. They didn't know about it. I think that they're probably, it's more about saving face, you know, deny it until, or just ignore it until it goes away kind of thing. But that doesn't get at the central issue, that these things happen, and it would be good if we could tell when one was about to happen. I don't know what we could do about it, but at least we would know. At least we could evacuate something like that. I mean, if one of these were to hit a major city, for example, that would be pretty bad. And also, you know, Bible prophecy talks about this. And ultimately, from Bible prophecy, we know that there's going to come a time where something called wormwood is going to strike the earth. Now, there's different interpretations as to what that is. Some say that it is a meteor or an asteroid of some kind that's going to hit the earth and poison the waters. But others say that it's likened to a star because that in some contexts in the Bible is looked at as signifying angels. As stars are words used for angels sometimes. So maybe it's an angel that actually touches down, or maybe it's both. Maybe in the spiritual, it's an angel, but the way that it comes across to us physically in our human perception, you know, in the objective reality that we can actually observe, maybe in that, it's an asteroid, but in the spiritual realm, it's an angel. So, you know, there are different ways to look at it. And you know, it's interesting to look at it from all angles and think what is the thing that's connecting all of these interpretations. So again, I would like to know what you think about the prophecy of wormwood. Do you think that that is a meteor? Do you think it's an angel? Do you think it's something else? Do you think it is a literal star? I mean, there are people that do believe that. There are people that believe that the stars in the sky are not as big as science claims it is. I disagree with that, but you know, I'm still open to hear compelling arguments. It's just I have never heard any compelling arguments to that as of yet. But regardless, leave me a comment in the comment section below. Again, I'm on YouTube, DTube. I'm also on MeWe and One Way and Minds, and I'm kind of everywhere now. I'm exploring alternative social media because of the censorship going on at Facebook and YouTube. And actually, we do have something to talk about there. That'll come a little bit later.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.